because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, May 6, 2019, start of a brand new week. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. It's been a very busy news day. Been a busy news weekend, as a matter of fact. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. So let's get right on into it. Today, of course, is the anniversary of the crash of the Hindenburg, which brought an end to the age of the airship and basically cleared the skies for heavier-than-air air traffic. Yesterday, of course, was Cinco de Mayo. Over the weekend was also the anniversary of Alan Shepard's flight, launching America's entry into the space race here. But I think we need to start off turning to the war zones because there's a lot of stuff going on over there. The United States has dispatched an aircraft carrier and a bomber squadron to the Middle East, basically as a threat to Tehran, claiming there are clear indications that Iran and its proxy forces were preparing to possibly attack U.S. forces in the region. And John Bolton came on out and said they're deploying the USS Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group and a bomber task force to the U.S. Central Command region, an area that includes the Middle East. And he said the move was in response to a number of troubling and escalatory indications and warnings, but as usual, did not provide more details. This is starting to smell already of Saddam's coming to get us with nuclear weapons here. So they're claiming that U.S. forces at sea and on land were thought to be potential targets of this Iranian action, and the Pentagon approved the deployments in response to those indications. According to the defense official who spoke on condition of anonymity because the official wasn't authorized to speak publicly. Boy, do we not recognize those patterns again here. So Bolton has announced that we're sending the carrier and the bomber squadron over there. And as it turns on out, where this all started, this is being reported by Axios, this is all coming from Israel. This is Israel saying, oh, we don't have any fine details right now. It's not very specific intelligence, but we're pretty sure that Iran is getting ready to do something very, very nasty, and you should just go on out there and preemptively strike them. So once again, we see that Israel is out there pushing the United States to war on Israel's enemies in the Middle East. And if you'll remember, back during the run-up to the war in Iraq, Israel was out there screaming that Iraq had all these weapons of mass destruction, and Iraq was doing this, and Iraq was doing that, none of which turned out to be true, of course. So it's a repeating pattern. We're seeing it all over again. Now, Mike Pompeo is out there saying that it's absolutely that the United States has seen escalatory action from Iran, which prompted the deployment of the carrier strike group, but again, had no details. What exactly has Iran done? He was asked if he could clarify what the escalatory actions are, and he said, no, I can't. So they're getting ready to launch on Iran, and they're going to try and claim that it's all Iran's fault, those evil Iranians. And, things are getting tough in Iran. They may be having to go back to rationing of essential foods and goods, which would be the first time since the Iran-Iraq War of 1980 through 1988. And this is due to all the sanctions imposed on the Islamic Republic. And that last war left nearly 2 million people dead and wounded on both sides. And it took years for Iran to recover from that. Now, over the weekend, there was a major escalation in Gaza, and it ended early today with a ceasefire, which as of right now appears to be holding. And apparently the ceasefire came into effect at about 4:30 a.m. local time after Israel and Hamas agreed to taper the fighting that reached the peak yesterday during Sunday. Now, Israel struck 320 sites in the Gaza Strip, and 25 Palestinians, including two pregnant women and two infants, were killed, more than 100 others wounded by these airstrikes. And one of the targets hit by Israel was the Anadolu News Agency in the Gaza Strip, which has prompted condemnation from around the world. Okay, so getting on back here. Once again, the New York Times distorted the story, trying to make it look like the Gazans were the aggressor and Israel, as always, the victim. And basically, the headline was Gaza militants fire 250 rockets, Israel responds with airstrikes. And that's not exactly what happened, because if you go over and read in Haaretz, it tells a much more complicated story, beginning with the Great March of Return last Friday along the Gaza border, where an Israeli jeep came under fire. One Israeli officer received moderate wounds, and a soldier was wounded lightly. Then Israel responded with tanks and airstrikes, killing two Hamas military wing members. Two more protesters were killed by Israeli fire in incidents along the border. Only then did Gaza militant groups respond with the rocket attack, leading to the escalation. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. And apparently there are two Palestinian groups. They're over in Cairo having discussions with senior Egyptian intelligence officials on ways of trying to end the current standoff. But Hamas and Islamic Jihad are both saying, we're close to open war with Israel. Now, here is a scary story about just how much Washington, D.C. has been subverted and co-opted by Israel. Apparently, the United States is now going to review their ties with other nations based on their attitudes toward Israel. In other words, the United States will not be friends with any nations that are not all buddy-buddy with Israel, which could turn out to be a rather small number. But apparently, this was announced by U.S. Special Envoy for Monitoring and Combating Anti-Semitism, Ellen Carr, stating that Washington may review its ties with certain states based on their attitudes towards Israel. And this is part of this policy shift that will equate opposition to the actions of the state of Israel with anti-Semitism. Which is like saying the only reason that people ever complained about the Nazis is they hate the German people. Pardon me. Carr further stated that he will be discussing the issue of anti-Semitism and its impact on bilateral relations with the U.S. with a number of countries and their heads in frank and candid conversations behind closed doors. However, he refused to specify the exact states and the possible steps that might be taken. This is the United States throwing its weight around for the benefit of the state of Israel. And that's a very scary situation. Clearly, these decisions about bilateral relations with other countries are not being made in terms of what is best for the United States of America. And that is a U.S. government totally out of control, totally out of control of the American people. Turkey has said that they may go into regions of Syria near Tel Rifat, despite an agreement with Russia to stay clear of the area. And apparently, Turkey's Vice President Fuat Oktay made the comments in an interview with broadcaster Kanal 7 on Sunday, a day after cross-border fire from the region claimed the life of a Turkish trooper. So, again, the situation is escalating along there. Meanwhile, Turkey tried to go into a YPG position, did not work out so well. This was up in the Idlib de-escalation zone, and the pro-Turkish National Syrian Army, backed by Turkish Special Forces, launched a surprise attack on positions of the Kurdish People's Protections Unit in northern Aleppo. They briefly captured the town of Mar Arnez, but then they were forced to retreat under pressure. Later the same day, the so-called Afrin Liberation Forces released a statement claiming that at least 40 of these National Syrian Army forces were killed and 30 others were injured. There was no visual evidence provided to back that up. And of course, in a war, everybody's lying here. Apparently, the Syrian army has captured a strategic hilltop and has cut off a militant supply route along the Idlib-Hama axis. And the jihadist and Turkish-backed rebels launched a counteroffensive along the Idlib-Hama axis today. But the counteroffensive was short-lived, thanks in large part to the Syrian Arab Army's artillery units and the Air Force. And speaking of the Air Force, it looks like there's a full-on offensive being launched by the Syrian Army and the Russian Air Force across three different theaters in Syria. And it looks like it's areas in the countryside of Hama and Idlib, along with those supply routes. So this was apparently being done in retaliation for the frequent breaches and attacks by terrorists on what was a designated safe area. Over in Afghanistan, Taliban officials have issued a statement related to the ongoing Doha talks with a U.S. delegation. They report that they and the U.S. are getting closer on a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops from Afghanistan. So that one, the second longest war the United States has ever been engaged in, may finally be coming to a close. And the report is the U.S. and the Taliban delegations both offered new proposals for a drawdown of troops, and the differences at this point simply center on how quickly this will happen. Now, U.S. envoy Zalmay Khalilzad didn't elaborate on the talks, but simply continued to back Afghan government calls for all sides to disarm quickly and end the war. All sides, probably not meaning the United States. Over in Iraq, the notorious mercenary firm Blackwater is training thousands of ISIS terrorists in the Washington-occupied Ain al-Assad base at Al-Anbar province. This is being reported in the Lebanese media. So it was reported that Blackwater, along with other security firms, has returned to Iraq after Washington's heavy pressures on Baghdad to issue a relevant license. So according to the report, a source close to the U.S. Charge d'Affaires in Iraq, Judy Hood, said that Blackwater has transferred the U.S. military equipment from Jordan to Western Al-Anbar province in full coordination with Ain al-Assad Air Base, adding that the company is now training the terrorists in the base. So looks like we're still mucking about over there in Iraq. Okay. Over in North Korea, satellite images show a smoke trail of a Friday rocket launch by North Korea that appears to be a short-range missile. And there was only one rocket trail and appeared to be basically a test. A U.S. official was on CNN saying the launches appear to have been both MLRS, which is multiple launch rocket systems, and what looked like a possible short-range ballistic missile. And, of course, this basically underscores the fact that Trump's summits to North Korea really did not work out all that well. And once again, two U.S. warships have sailed through the South China Sea, a move that is angering Beijing. And this move comes just a day after Donald Trump threatened China with even more tariffs as part of the ongoing trade war. So China says the waterway is part of its territorial waters. Washington insists the sea is open to international transit under the principle of freedom of navigation. So these two ships were the U.S. guided missile destroyers Prebley and Chung Hu. And they traveled within 12 nautical miles of Gavin and Johnson Reefs in the Spratly Islands. Now, China has slammed this move, saying it is a violation of its sovereignty, and it is a provocation, and that's exactly what it is. Now, Commander Clay Doss, who's a spokesman for the Seventh Fleet, said that the innocent passage was to challenge excessive maritime claims and preserve access to the waterways as governed by international law. So, now over in China, Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang said the relevant actions of the U.S. warships violated China's sovereignty and undermined peace, security, and good order in the relevant sea areas. So let's turn on down to Venezuela, because something interesting is developing there. There is a schism opening up inside the White House between Trump and Bolton slash Pompeo on the military option against Venezuela. And Trump is openly contradicting his national security team. They're pushing for a military intervention, and Trump came on out and said that he, in his phone call with Vladimir Putin, shared the goal of a peaceful end to the crisis in Venezuela. And Trump said he's not looking at all to get involved in Venezuela, other than he'd like to see something positive happen. And I feel the same way. We want to get some humanitarian aid. Right now, people are starving. Now, Trump's reference to Russia's hands-off approach towards Venezuela is in sharp contrast to the insistence by Mike Pompeo that Russia is part of the problem in Caracas. And then he went on back to that claim that was made earlier last week that Maduro was about to flee Venezuela until Russia persuaded him to stay. Now, that's already been denied both by Russia and by Maduro. But we're seeing quite a few of these stories. This one's in Fort Russ, talking about there is this divide on Venezuela. And it's really going to tell us who's really in charge of the administration here. Because apparently, Trump is already starting to think about 2020 and understands more wars are going to have a negative impact on his public image and his campaign. Because remember, back in 2016, he campaigned on pulling out of these wars and avoiding these foreign entanglements. And a lot of his base, a lot of his supporters, are very upset that we seem to be stuck in more war and more war and more war. And Trump may be realizing it's time to start, you know, the 2020 campaign by making good on some of the 2016 promises. Now, complicating the issue is Guaido is out there saying he's considering asking for the U.S. military to intervene in Venezuela. And, of course, Pompeo and Bolton are saying all options are still on the table. And Guaido is stating in a BBC on the interview, it is responsible to evaluate the possibility of international intervention. I, as the president in charge of the national parliament, will evaluate all options if necessary. So we can see what's going to happen here. Guaido's going to say, we need you to intervene. Pompeo and Bolton are going to get out there and say, look, he's asking for help. How can we turn him down? This poor guy is asking for our assistance here. We can't say no. So that's where they're going with this one. Pompeo also came out on ABC's This Week saying that he refuses to promise to consult with Congress before attacking Venezuela. And that is so unconstitutional because only Congress has the authority to declare war. So there's a major constitutional issue here. So we're going to see what's going to happen there. Story coming out of Sputnik News, analysts are saying that Guaido really has no political or socially holistic project for Venezuela. It's just going to be a power grab, and then he's going to do what his masters in Washington, D.C. and Big Oil tell him to do. It's the same pattern we've seen in all these other countries, whether it was Iran in 1953 or Chile in 1973. We have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go to the phones, there's a story just now coming in. Apparently, this is going back to Syria. Syrian militants fired 36 rockets at Russia's Khmeimim air base in two attacks today. Both were repelled by the air defenses. No damage was done, and airstrikes were launched in response. So it is really heating up over there. Okay, let's go to the phones here. Art off the grid, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just got in and just kind of getting tuned in a little bit late here, so I don't know if you brought this up yet, but have you heard about Katrina Pearson and her Twitter attacks against Ilhan Omar?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, apparently the story is out in Haaretz.com, and I don't know how credible, you know, people can say Haaretz is, but apparently Katrina Pearson is now going after Ilhan Omar on Twitter this past Sunday, claiming over a video of rocket fire supposedly fired into Israel from the Gaza Strip. But it turns out, if we're to believe the story, this is actually a video from 2015 of Ukrainian fire against Russian-backed separatists. Now, here is my problem. We've had for, what, the the better part of 3 years now, Donald Trump, on this fake news attack. So what I'm wondering is, Donald Trump, are you going to now criticize Ms. Pearson for fake news, or are you just going to run with this one and just take a page out of the Democrat playbook? What do you think, Mike?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there's absolutely no question that missiles were flying through the skies over Gaza and Israel over the last weekend. And why they didn't just use a video of that, maybe they're just being lazy and they just go back to the stock library over and over again. But it isn't fake news that there was, in fact, a conflict between Israel and the Palestinians over the weekend.
Okay, well, I mean, I know we've heard the stories, you know, the past couple of days about that, but it just seems mighty odd to me, as you said, why would they be pulling an old 2015 video? This makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever, and I'm trying to figure out what would be the reason for that, and why, if you don't need to, why? It makes no sense to me. I really don't get it. But anyway, I appreciate your thoughts. I just wanted to run that by you and see what you thought, if you'd heard anything about it, and if you maybe could shed some light on that one. But anyway, thanks, man. Have a good one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Well, one thing that occurs to me off the top of my head is that it's been very difficult for journalists to get information in and out of the Gaza Strip, and it may be that nobody got the missiles on video, and they said, well, let's just go back and use another video. It could be something as innocent as that. Anyway, thanks an awful lot, Art. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again. Getting on back to Venezuela, CNN, speaking of fake news, basically claimed, came on out and claimed that Venezuelan citizens chose coup leader Juan Guaido over the current president Nicolas Maduro in the January elections. And in a report yesterday, CNN wrote, pressure is mounting on Maduro to step down following elections in January in which voters chose opposition leader Juan Guaido over him for president. There's only a slight problem. Venezuela did not hold elections in January, and Guaido definitely did not win them. He just tried to seize power by force in January with U.S. backing, and then again in April. Both coup attempts have failed, and Maduro remains president with support of millions of Venezuelans who still back him. But CNN actually came on out there and tried to sell the American people that there had actually been elections in Venezuela last January that Guaido had won. I mean, talk about propaganda. And then CNN wonders why their ratings are so bad. Ron Paul is out there saying he's concerned that there could be a false flag provocation to justify war in Venezuela, and he's absolutely right about that, especially if Pompeo and Bolton are at odds with Trump. If Trump doesn't really want to go to war in Venezuela, we understand even the Pentagon is reluctant to get caught up in that quagmire. So Bolton and Pompeo might try and gin something up. Oh, my goodness, Venezuela has attacked our base at something, something, and get it going that way. And with all this talk about, Iran getting ready to do something, there could be a false flag over there. False flags are a very common feature of history. You weren't supposed to know about that, but now you all do. False flags are used to start wars and bring about dictatorships. Okay. We got to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, welcome back to our show. We just got a listener email saying I'd have more trust in gas station sushi than anything from CNN. And I guess that's an opinion being shared by more and more Americans every single day. All right, we've got callers waiting online. So let's start with Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. Yeah, I'm a little upset because I hear a lot of people saying that Michael Cohen is going to a country club because he's Jewish. That has nothing to do because he's Jewish. It has nothing to do with it. The man is going to lose his freedom, okay? He's going to miss his family. His family is going to miss him. And people should stop making, those suggestions. Because he's Jewish, he's going to a country club. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go and switch over to Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Michael. It is so obvious that Trump is not in charge. Because if he was in charge, He would have got rid of Bolton and the Secretary of State, because it seems like they're the ones that's calling the shots.
Yes.
And the thing with going after Iran or Persia, Trump is, again, he's a puppet to Israel, for Israel, because I think he knows, he's not that stupid, that by going into Iran or even threatening Iran, and he's going to be running for president next year, no way in hell will he get reelected. And especially if he's putting tariffs on China again.
Yeah, that's a bad move. We're going to talk about that during the economics section. I mean, it slammed the stock market down, and you know, they got it almost back to break even by the end of the market trading today. But yeah, it does seem like there's a lot of bad decision making in this administration.
Well, do you think it's because Trump is allowing other people to manipulate him, or the fact that he just can't do things because he might be blackmailed, or maybe some things will come out regarding the Russian situation? I don't know what's going on, but one thing I do know, and I am not a Trump fan, if he continues in this particular pattern, he is not going to get reelected, even if he wants to get reelected.
Well, he's planning on obviously running on the economy because the corporate media is propagandizing everybody that the economy is doing really, really well. There are reasons to doubt that. We'll be talking about that later in the show. But again, yeah, we're going to find out with Venezuela just who is really calling the shots. And again, there's this White House insider who's saying that Trump is planning a war with Iran this autumn, and it will involve a ground invasion and possibly even the use of tactical nuclear weapons.
That would destroy the economy, because oil prices would double, and people are really going to suffer. And plus, food prices will go up.
Yes.
Michael,
food prices are going to go up anyway because of the massive flooding in the Midwest and up in Canada, the toxification of the Gulf of Mexico, Fukushima, the swine flu epidemic is decimating the pork market. There are going to be food shortages, and that may very much work to undermine Trump's claims of a good economy next year.
Right. Well, Michael, you take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Jim, and we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Make America radiate again. Something's going on here, Mike. I mean, Jesus. Yeah, there's got to be two Trumps. You know, I mean, there's got to be, because I just don't get it. He's manipulating the stock market on one hand, and then he says, oh, we're not planning on doing anything in Venezuela. But then John Bolton and Mike Pump, would this guy take charge and ownership already as being the president? I mean, does he know he's the president of the United States?
Well, I'm sure he knows he's the president, and he's probably very happy about that. But it does seem like he just wants to bask in that title and the glory and go out to the rallies and let the bureaucracy run the country behind his back. And we've heard from multiple sources before that as far as Trump is concerned, Bolton is in charge of foreign policy.
I didn't vote for Bolton. I didn't vote
Neither
for Pompeo.
Did
I voted, you know, we voted for somebody who was supposed to be, you know, Mr. Businessman, Mr. Art of the Deal. You know, that's what we voted for. We're not getting squat. And
no,
25%.
We voted for the guy who was going to get us out of these military entanglements. We voted for the guy who was going to make vaccines safe. We voted for the guy who was going to make our elections honest and transparent. We voted for the guy who was going to put Hillary in prison. We voted for the guy who was going to find out why prescription medications are so expensive, and why medical care as a whole is so expensive in this country compared to other countries. And we didn't get the Trump we voted for.
I'm still waiting for a wall, Mike.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I mean, I don't understand. Like, how can you, if you're the president of the United States, you just can't put people, oh, you do the foreign policy, I'll be doing it. What does he do all day besides twittering? I mean, it's 24 hours in the day. They say he don't get no sleep, but what are you doing all those hours per day? You know, you should be doing some research on foreign policy. You should be doing research on this, on the economy and how, you know, things work. He's not. And, Mike, on 25%, 25% tariffs, you'll lose a trade war, people. People don't realize that. This is not capitalism. He's manipulating the markets now. It's like the same with using the dollar as a weapon.
Yes.
At this point, you know, and Europe's moving away now.
Yes.
You know, they're saying, well, they're still going to trade with Iran.
Yes.
And, you know, and Trump's a businessman. You would think he'd be saying, hey, Iran, you got beautiful Persian rugs and a lot of pistachios and a lot of other things. Why don't you trade with us instead of doing this? He's not. Not at all. You know?
Again, you need to understand that the agenda behind all of these wars, and that includes Venezuela, is that's demand, foreign demand for U.S. dollars is plummeting, and that's the only thing, that foreign demand is the only thing holding up the value of the dollar. And so the goal of all of these wars, and Wesley Clark blew the whistle on this years ago, the idea was for the U.S. to gain control of all these oil-producing nations in the Middle East, and Venezuela's just been added onto the list as well, to make sure they were sold only for U.S. dollars. So other countries would have to come to the United States and either bring us manufactured goods and agricultural produce in exchange for ink and paper notes with which to buy their oil. Or they would have to borrow those dollars from us at interest.
And Mike, you had a caller Friday. I don't know how much time I got left. She was from Texas. She sounds like she's a pretty bright woman, but she said Trump had a heart. How do you know? You don't live with Trump. You don't know Trump. We know Trump cheated on his wife with at least two women, so if he had a heart, he wouldn't have cheated on his wife once. You know, so Trump, we don't know Trump who the hell this guy is, you know, even though we voted for him. So people got to stop putting their faith in a human being that's flawed. You know, I want to see results. I'm not getting results. You know, that's the bottom line. We're not getting results. You know,
that's exactly right.
And let me tell you, we got a destiny. You could be on the left side of the road or the right side of the road. We're actually heading in the middle part of the road, and it's just this war agenda that's gonna take us out, like, permanently. I mean, this can't go on. You know, I mean, all these carrier groups moving around like a chess pieces on a chessboard. You know, how much money they spend a day on these things? $1 million to run an aircraft carrier per day? This or that?
Oh, it's a lot more than that.
But in the meantime, the Chinese are building stuff around the world. They're building their own infrastructure up. And Russia is building their infrastructure up. That's why they're only putting $30 billion into their military. Like, what are we doing here in this country to build our infrastructure up right now? Nothing. They're not even talking about it anywhere on the news or nothing.
Well, they were talking about it a week ago with this proposal for a $2 trillion infrastructure package, but we're already hearing word that it's going to go nowhere. It was just for public consumption. We're in a wartime economy, and that's the absolute truth of the matter here. We're in a wartime economy. Every single penny generated by this economy that doesn't go to basically keeping the workers alive, you know, goes to the war machine. And the Pentagon is still asking for more.
Like I said, Mike, at the end of the year, if Trump doesn't start giving us results, I don't want to see no more wars, because then he's a one-termer. Okay, I want to know who lives by the San Diego border. I want to see some wall being built. I want to see footage of the wall. Where's 50 miles of wall should have been built already, okay? You know,
more than that.
National security. But the national security issue, Mike, they could use the Army Corps of Engineers to do this already. It's May, people, of 2019, for crying out loud.
Yes, it
okay?
is.
Okay, you know. All right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again. And, as Dustin says, nothing is being done except war. That's it. That's the entire focus of the U.S. government right now, appears to be fully on war. So getting on back down to Venezuela, Sputnik interviewed journalist Nick McWilliam. And basically, he came on out and said that the Venezuela crisis is not about U.S. regional, not about democracy. It's about U.S. regional dominance. Well, it always is. I mean, the United States has overthrown something like 25, 30 governments since the end of World War II, always saying we have good intentions, we're going to bring these people democracy, and not once has a true functioning democracy appeared. It's always a dictatorship with trappings of democracy like rigged elections. So apparently there is going to be a meeting face-to-face between Mike Pompeo and Sergey Lavrov, and Lavrov is already out there saying that these U.S. actions toward Venezuela are against international law. This is unprecedented. And he noted that it's typical of Washington to always tell the rest of the world that they wage all these wars on good intentions. We did good things. We went into Iraq to get those weapons of mass destruction. We went into Syria because Assad was gassing his own people. And on and on and on and on. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Dave in Delaware, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing good.
Hey, that's cool. Hey, I just wanted to call in about the war in Venezuela.
So go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Remember you said something about the remember the Avatar movie with it was like the predictive programming where they said in Venezuela it was like some hard Bush or something like that?
Yeah.
What movie was
that?
That
makes your hair stand up.
What movie was that?
That was the movie Avatar.
Oh, yeah. I remember Dustin from New Jersey, the last caller.
Yes.
He seems so worked up all the time. I don't know why. He's like, he gets real excited, Mike. It kind of messes the show up every time you take a call from him.
Well, I disagree with that because, I mean, these are very dark times and people should be getting worked up. I wish we had more Dustins out there. Part of the problem we have right now is so many of the American people are just seem to be so accepting of all of this. And,
Mike,
you know, I mean, back during Vietnam, the American people were very upset about what was going on and ultimately forced the government to get the heck out of Vietnam.
You're painting with a broad brush, Mike. It's not everybody that's just acting like Dustin from New Jersey. That's all, come on, Mike, come on. No, we all know who it is, the nose behind the curtain, and you're always scared to say who it is. Remember the Sackler family?
Yeah, I remember the Sackler family, and I remember, we know that Israel is definitely pushing on the United States for the invasion in Iran. And, you know, that story we reported earlier where the United States is now going to evaluate bilateral relations with other nations based on their attitudes toward Israel – that is a dead giveaway to me that our entire government has in fact been subverted by Israel.
You know what I'm going to do, Mike? I'm going to vote.
What?
I'm going to support Tulsi Gabbard now. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
At the end of the day, right? Yeah, right.
Okay.
We're going to vote for another politician, right? She's anti-Second Amendment. And what else is she against, Mike?
I'd have to go back to her website and refresh my mind. The reason that I like her is that she has fought she didn't fight. She was a medic in a combat zone, which is why she's anti-war. And she appears to be willing to speak truth to power. And right now, out of all the Democrats in this political sideshow, she's the only one I even begin to like.
So what do you think she's going to do when she gets into office? Do you think she's going to keep all these promises like Trump did?
Probably not. Probably she's going to get, first of all, I doubt she's going to get into office because of her anti-war stance. The problem is that the person in the White House just doesn't have that much control any longer. Certainly in the case of Donald Trump, he is surrounded by his advisors who are feeding him information to get him to decide what they want him to decide. We've heard from inside the White House that they'll prepare reports for him, which he won't even read. He'll just say, just give me the summary.
Yeah,
what does this say?
Okay. And then Dustin from New Jersey is going to give him to the end of the year now until he makes up his mind.
Well,
until he puts
Dustin's being more generous than I am because I've given up on Trump.
He's going to give him to the end of the year then again now, right? and then you guys are going to push another candidate. Who else? And then you said you would support Bernie Sanders. You're like Ann Coulter, and you both have like Adam's apples, right?
Yeah, well, thank you for that personal observation, Dave, and we're going to let you go and switch over to Sherry in Texas. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll try to keep it simple. Yeah, well, we're all against greed. Let's say that. Yeah, I think Trump, this is for Dustin, we are his Tower of the American People. That's how I see it. And I saw the weather getting cold, and I saw Donna Brazile coming in, and I saw what was going to happen to Ron Paul and the rewrites, and the voting, and even 10 days later, they're going to start counting the votes all over again. I saw stuff for Alex Jones. I work with the police. I'm a remote viewer, Dustin, and I lend my hand at this because it gives me life, and I enjoy it.
Okay, Sherry, I'm sorry to do this to you. We got to let you go and take another commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go right back to the phones to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. That Dave guy was kind of an unsavory character.
Yeah, I'm getting emails about him already.
Yeah, you know, picking on Dustin, you know where he's going with that, right? I mean, come on.
Yes.
So, you know, these different candidates that you have wanting to run, you know, in the primaries to be the new president of the United States, they were drawing attention. That guy was drawing attention to Tulsi Gabbard and Bernie Sanders. And, you know, Bernie Sanders, like that fella, I mean, he was basically shooting for universal health care, right, Mike?
Well, that was one of the things. But, you know, Bernie Sanders was running on a socialist platform, which Wall Street is not happy about. The money junkies want to keep the money that they've siphoned out of the American public. And the whole point of socialism is that the wealth collected at the top gets recirculated back down to the bottom somehow.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously the way that it's being done is with taxes. But, you know, I live in Canada, so we have this, you know, universal health care, if you want to call it that. There are long wait times, Mike, and there are.
Yep.
And
well, there are long wait times down here. That's the reason Claire's back, you know, has become a chronic issue. It was literally 3 months before she got in to see a doctor, 3 months with a fractured vertebra, and she couldn't get in to see somebody. So, you know, don't tell me about Canada's long wait times.
Oh, well, you're retired now, like officially, like 65 and over, right?
Officially, I'm retired. Unofficially, we're never going to be able to, like, kick back here. And
I understand.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is it took so long for your wife to have, you know, some decent health care. Was because of the fact you're retired.
That was her opinion as well, that we just don't count anymore. You know, we're on Medicare and a supplemental, we're not priority patients.
So is that the kind of health care that America wants, that sort of health care? You know where I'm going.
I'm not sure what kind of health care America wants, but I know that much of America doesn't like the health care we've got, which is just hideously expensive, and especially after that disaster of Obamacare. Right now, bankruptcy is the leading – I'm sorry, medical bills are the leading cause of bankruptcy in this country.
Yeah, I know that. It's been like that for a long time. The tricky thing with healthcare is, you know, with privatized healthcare, you have all these people making a bunch of money off of cash you're giving them that's supposed to actually go into healthcare, right?
Yes.
And in you know, socialized healthcare, you have a bunch of money going into a system that's making a bunch of people rich that are supposed to be working for you. So it's kind of the same, but a little bit different.
Well, you know, we could look at some other nations' models, to sort of find out something that might actually work. What we had in this country worked before Nixon signed the Health Maintenance Organization Act, which is what turned medical care from being about medical care into just another for-profit center. Anyway, Al, got to let you go for station break. We'll be right back after these few minutes.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
to Republic Broadcasting.